This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
There are several reasons why you should consider opening an IRA account. There is the tax advantage, or the freedom of creating your own future, or planning for an early retirement. Maybe you're questioning which IRA is right for your needs, a Roth, a traditional, or a SEP. Hi, this is Jan O'Donnell at First Bank Hampton. Our knowledgeable and trained staff would be happy to sit down and answer any questions you might have about IRAs, whether you're setting money aside for the first time or expanding your current portfolio. We'll do our best to help you set up a personal retirement plan that reflects your financial goals. Stop in and let us help you plan for your future. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker Program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you'll hear a feature interview from the Radio on the Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
On today's Newsmaker, we're featuring the FFA with FFA Week coming up. We have Applington Parkersburg's chapter with us, and we have Diana Mulder. She is the chapter reporter. And Diana, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. It's always good to talk about FFA and school things. And what does the reporter do with the FFA?
Well, I kind of bring FFA into the community, and I write articles for the town newspaper and get the word out about what the FFA is and what they're doing.
You tell me you're a sophomore here at Applington Parkersburg. Have you been involved in FFA both years of high school?
Yes, I have.
And what brought you to FFA? Why did you join? Why did you take the class or whatever?
I have a farming background. Actually, my parents farm, and I figured I already have an interest in agriculture, and I figured taking it a step further and getting involved in school would be a great opportunity.
Do you know a rough number? Maybe I'll ask Ms. McQuillan here in just a little bit, but are there quite a few people involved in Applington Parkersburg FFA?
There's about 50 active members and quite a few.
Very good. What kind of things do you do throughout the year at FFA and AP?
Well, we have multiple different contests all throughout the year and different events, and we have monthly meetings for our chapter. We have get-together and throughout all of our activities.
And it used to be Future Farmers of America, but yes. But they really don't say that anymore because it's FFA is so much more.
Oh, yeah.
Tell people maybe that don't know about it. How would you describe FFA?
It's kind of branched off from just the farmers, because actually in Iowa, 2/3 of all active members in the high schools come from non-farming backgrounds and live in town, which is completely like what you wouldn't think about in FFA. And it's so much more, there's so much more of a leadership aspect and gaining career skills and leadership skills that you can use later in life and developing those things.
Talking about leadership and you doing the contests and such that to kind of help people hone those type of skills. I understand you have a sub-district contest coming up.
We have a sub-district contest for they call them LDEs, a leadership development events, and it helps us develop those qualities that we will use later in life, and we have it this Friday.
What are you involved in, Diana, specifically?
My event is called POA Program of Activities, and basically we give a PowerPoint, and I'm with another gal, and we give a PowerPoint on the different activities that our chapter conducts.
Well, very nice. And then with FFA Week coming up, anything particular that the chapter's doing?
We're having a lot of leadership activities, like in the classroom, and there's going to be a sort of FFA quiz in the announcements at school. It'll be fun.
Okay, well, very nice. Again, thank you for joining us here today, and again, wish you the best success with your district contest coming up and much more.
Right, thank you very much.
Oh, and I was going to ask you, before I go, one other question as far as careers go. Do you look to have a career in agriculture or farming?
Yes, I do. I plan to go to Iowa State after high school and go into a career with agriculture biochemistry with genetics, and it's a broad aspect career-wise. And,
yeah. So it sounds like you've thought about this thing.
Oh, yeah. It's very thought out, thorough.
Very specific here, already as a sophomore. Diana, thank you again.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Her name is Diana Mulder. She is one of the officers here, the reporter for the FFA chapter at Applington Parkersburg. And now we have their advisor from AP FFA, Josie McQuillan. This is your second year, is that right?
Yes, second year at AP.
Tell us a little bit about getting involved. What's your background before you came to Appleton Parkersburg?
Yes, I also grew up on a farm with a farming background, mainly beef cattle and pigs. And so that's where my passion for agriculture started. I was involved in FFA in high school, decided I want to become an ag teacher, never changed my mind, and here I am today.
Diana was saying that you have really good representation as far as people that are involved in FFA at Appleton Parkersburg.
Yes, we do. We have 52, to be exact, active members in our chapter. Having our monthly meetings, they're always showing up. We're very active, try to be in the community throughout the high school, and now with all our contests throughout the district and state level as well.
And coming up, you do have your state convention, I understand, that's in April?
Yes, we have state convention in April in Ames.
And what's that involved then? What do you bring the whole club goes with you? Or how?
For state convention, what they do is the contest they will compete in at sub-districts. They have to get past sub-districts to go to districts and then go to state. And then they also have other contests like state band and choir we have some members that are a part of, and then some contests that are down there like biotechnology and egg sales and poultry judging that members will take part in as well.
Appleton Parkersburg has a banquet coming up too, I understand.
Yes, our banquet is March 22nd here at the high school, and that's really where we're able to celebrate all the accomplishments that the students have throughout the year. It's our big annual banquet, and we always look forward to it.
And then you do a special event for the community itself coming up in April?
Yes, we have a community breakfast in April. I know the community always looks forward to that, as do we. And the students come to school early as 4 a.m. They start cooking breakfast. We hold it in our gym. We always have a great turnout.
All right. Still wearing the blue jackets?
We do still have the blue corduroy jackets. I don't think those will go out anytime soon.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like to share about Appleton Parkersburg FFA that people may need to know about?
Just a group of great students, and we have great community support as well as business support that we always appreciate.
All right. Well, thank you and Diana for joining us today on our Newsmaker program. Have a great FFA week.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
All right. We're celebrating FFA week here with Radio on the Go, and that is today's Newsmaker. We've been speaking with the AP advisor for FFA, Josie McQuillan, along with one of the members, Diana Mulder, the reporter for the chapter.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is featured as part of the Radio on the Go stream and is also part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
There are several reasons why you should consider opening an IRA account. There is the tax advantage, or the freedom of creating your own future, or planning for an early retirement. Maybe you're questioning which IRA is right for your needs, a Roth, a traditional, or a SEP. Hi, this is Jan O'Donnell at First Bank Hampton. Our knowledgeable and trained staff would be happy to sit down and answer any questions you might have about IRAs, whether you're setting money aside for the first time or expanding your current portfolio. We'll do our best to help you set up a personal retirement plan that reflects your financial goals. Stop in and let us help you plan for your future. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.